be able to win a battle the rest of the game?
I don't know. It takes a lot of soul searching. It's easy to say we're going to watch the video, but I mean, it's just a compete level. It seems like once they started to play a little bit better, it was like woe is me, and we just didn't compete against them.
Is that where this team's at, trying to recapture its identity, get back to the way that it needs to play to be successful?
Well, we have to play different than we have the last two games. That's for absolute sure. But it is a frustrating thing all the way around, I think.
30 goals the last seven games. I mean,
that's 4.5 goals a game. And that's you can't win in the NHL. If you want to do that, you can't win in the NHL. And it's almost impossible for me to think that you get 3 shutouts in a row and then 7 games later you've allowed 30 goals. I mean, for a team that after those shutouts we were 3rd in the league defensively. Mm-hmm. And then this happens.
How much is this a product the last two nights of you guys being shorthanded as much as you were, chasing the game, chasing the team you're playing?
I don't want to, I don't want to woe is me type thing, chasing the game. We were ahead of the game, we should have been pretty excited about the way things were. Even after the first period when they got 2 goals, I thought, okay, we're right in this thing. And I don't think we got a shot in the first 12 or 13 minutes in the second period, and they get 2 goals, and it's like, wow, it just wasn't there.
Fourth line total liability tonight in the second period.
I mean, I thought the first period they were going good. I'm great, and then all of a sudden, I think it was 3 or 4 shifts in a row they got scored on.
What's causing the breakdowns in front where they're left alone? Is it a miscommunication?
Well, it's people not doing their jobs. We can see it that there's a disconnect somewhere. But I mean, and again, that's a reason why you need to practice. I mean, we haven't practiced in 2 weeks, and we got to get back to square one when we do. I mean, if tomorrow wasn't a scheduled day off, we'd be working.
How serious is Spurgeon?
I don't know how serious. It's a lower body thing. I don't know how serious it is. Hope it's not too serious.
Did you bring Murphy up for that, or you wanted to see
him? He was coming up anyway.
How do you bounce back with St. Louis and Vegas Thursday, Saturday? What do you do?
Well, I mean, these guys got pride. I mean, they're professional athletes that almost the majority of them here, was in the top 5 teams in the league last year. So, I mean, bouncing back, I mean, we should be playing a lot better than what we're doing. That's simple as that.
Can I ask you on Quincy? I mean, last game he turns the puck over, turns the mm-hmm. game around. Tonight, the penalty kind of turns the game around. Minus mm-hmm. 3, 6 minors last 5 games. How can you keep on playing?
We had 7. We'll have to reevaluate. It's tough for me to. I'm not going to call out players in mm-hmm. front of the media or anything. But I mean, we'll have to reevaluate where we're at.
How was Murphy in your eyes for the first game?
I think until it got a little wacky that he was fine.
How many goalies hang in there for 7 goals against Blood and keep him in there the whole time?
Well, it was 4-2 after 2, and it wasn't really his fault that they were going in. Once they started in the third, our goalie had been sitting on the bench for 2 hours. I'm not going to put a guy in for the last 10 minutes. You're not going to win the game where he can pull a groin or he can pull a hamstring trying to make a save to help his teammates. So it didn't make any sense for me.
The Wild have won the season series against the Jets most of the time the last few years. The Jets will win it this year. What's the difference with the Wild against this Jets team?
Well, you're talking the first 2 games could have gone either way. I mean, 2-1 and 4-3. And they score with 3 minutes to go to win the second game. So the difference is they played an awful lot better tonight. This was the difference game. The other 2 games were pretty even where we didn't get any points. But this was the game where they definitely outclassed us.
Do you have the confidence that the guys in the room can pull themselves out of this? I mean, they've done it in the past, but this is a different looking team.
Well, they've done it in the past, and I got to go with that. Mm-hmm. I believe that when they want to play, or they're as good as most teams in the league. And but we need 20 guys, and I've said this all year. We're a team that needs 20 guys playing, not 18, not 15, not 12, certainly not 8 or 9. And if we get 8 or 9 playing against this league, it's too tough. So, you know, nothing good's going to happen if you only get that many guys playing.